We're going to start this morning with a good interview here, and this is something that Camelback Toyota has already donated to, and you know we do many events and many community activities about the city. I'm about to ask Mr. Dan Moss to join us, and he is the chairman of the Arizona Silent Service Memorial. They're building a memorial for submarines and submariners, and we would love your participation. I know we have good, generous listeners, but this is one I think will really get to you. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Shu.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Thank you so much. And we love your memorial. We love the idea of it. Will you take a moment to explain to our listeners what we got going here?
Well, sure. First of all, thank you for allowing me to be on your show and talk to your listeners. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be a permanent submarine memorial to honor all past, present, and future submariners worldwide. The memorial is going to be located in Wesley Boland Memorial Plaza, which is the front yard of the state capitol.
Mm-hmm.
It will be the only submarine memorial of its kind that's going to be open to the general public 24/7. The monument will depict a nuclear submarine executing an emergency surface and will sit upon a blue granite foundation. The sides are going to be adorned with gold and silver submarine insignias, a dedication plaque, the Great Seal of the United States, and naval emblems. The back wall surrounding the memorial will contain special bricks, which will be used to commemorate the 54 submarines that were lost in World War II. Our submarine service suffered the highest fatality rate of any branch of the armed forces. They comprise 2% of all our naval forces and sank 55% of all enemy shipping.
Wow.
Interesting, the only Allied force of the United States to invade the Japanese homeland was a crew from one of our World War II submarines, the USS Barb.
Mm-hmm.
They snuck ashore one night and blew up a train and then came back to the boat.
Okay. So it was sort of an early Navy SEALs operation there.
Yeah. They were looking for something to do, and they said, well, let's go blow up a train.
Hey, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's a midnight special with all the gold, you know, from Virginia City. Well, let's get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we hope the listeners will be interested in helping us build this memorial.
Mm-hmm.
By visiting our website at ArizonaSilentServiceMemorial.org.
Okay.
There they can donate, buy a brick paver, or sponsor one of the submarines that was lost during the war.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Now
they can just get a hold of you too, right? So they go through the website. And,
they can go to the website, or they can call me at 602-866-8506.
Okay.
Or my email is subdude, S-U-B-D-U-D-E, 1, at yahoo.com.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, at the website, we're having 4x8 pavers with 3 lines of text on the pavers. They are normally $150, but they're on special right now for $100.
Uh-huh.
And then we have an 8x8 paver, which has 6 lines on it, mm-hmm. and they're normally $250, and they're on sale right now for $200.
Oh, then that sounds good. Now, we will get that, believe me, we will get that news out. It's going to go on our website, Shoeshine Mike website, and the Camelback Toyota website, which Camelback Toyota has already made a donation, I understand.
Yes, so. They have. Yeah, they sponsored one of the lost submarines.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, people can sponsor a lost submarine. It's $500, and uh-huh. they get their choice of any submarine that was lost during the war, and it also includes the 8x8 paver,
uh-huh.
and there will be a special brass plaque denoting all the sponsors of the lost submarines.
Dan, that sounds really, really wonderful. Thank you so much. We will continue to get this out. Ladies and gentlemen, Silent Service Memorial. I can't think of a better way to honor our veterans. We keep saying, you know, honor our veterans. Here we go. Put your money where your mouth is. And make sure these people get it. I will repeat that once Dan goes off the air, where you can get a hold of him and what the website is again. Let's go now, and that was a wonderful thing. And we have something special today because of submarines and the honorable submarines. This man served 23 years as a submariner. What is your favorite submarine movie, Mr. Moss?
My favorite one is the German one, Das Boot.
Das Boot, okay.
Yeah, and, you know, that was, they were a very special group of submariners in Germany. They lost 75% of all their people that went to sea on submarines.
Oh, my, okay.
Yeah, they, something like 40,000 of them, submarine sailors, were in Germany, and they lost 30,000 of them.
Well, you
know, lost something like 700 submarines during the war.
Oh, yeah. Now, the one interesting thing I found, too, on every critic's list on submarines movie, Das Boot is actually number one. It is. They said the
really?
Best submarine movie ever. Yeah, they figured that.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
And they had that, Run Silent, Run Deep. And then my pick for my favorite submarine movie, The Hunt for Red October. And
Another great one. Sean Connery.
Yeah, so. But could you believe his stature as a submarine commander? He looked like a commander of a submarine, didn't he?
He really did. He played a perfect part.
Yeah, and the way he gave orders and would not take anything from his guys, nothing like that. You know, I just thought it was a good one. And
it was.
And I think Alec Baldwin missed his calling when he didn't stay as Jack Ryan through all the other Tom Clancy movies. So, yeah. So I remember when I was reading that book, Hunt for Red October, and it dawned on me that they were trying to defect. I just went crazy and couldn't finish that book. I couldn't put it down.
Yeah.
You're 23 years at Silent Service. We have about 2 minutes left. 23 years. What was your boat on, and where was your duty at?
Well, I started out on the old diesel submarines, and then I went to an experimental submarine, and then I went to the nuclear field and spent the rest of my time on nuclear submarines.
Oh, wow, that's just too much. Well, Mr. Moss, I thank you so much for this wonderful interview, and we're about to come to an end on our first break. Thank you so much for coming, ladies and gentlemen. Camelback Toyota, the Shoeshine Make Radio Hour, the Arizona Silent Service Memorial. And will you please see these people? And I just think it's wonderful. I really do. Arizona Silent Service Memorial.org on a website, or you can give Dan a call, 602-866-8506. Dan, thank you very much. We are going to commercial, and the Shoeshine Mike Radio Hour will be right back. Please enjoy our sponsors, you crazy diamonds. It is hot outside. Drink plenty of fluids. And I promise you, we will really, this time, I mean it, be right back.